The Lost Years in India. Jesus, the Hindu Roots of Christianity. Written by Jagannath Das. Narrated by Jagannath Das. One of the mandates of Icon Audiobooks is to introduce, and in some cases reintroduce, people of all generations to the inspirational, classical, spiritual literature of the ages. The following audiobook falls into that very select and important category. Here you will find ageless wisdom, timeless truisms, and unbounded inspiration. From the ancient Hindu text, the Bhagavad Gita, the voluminous Vedas, the teachings of great saints like Meher Baba, Paramahansa Yogananda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Kahil Gibran, and Ram Dass, to the humble parables of Jesus, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, as well as avatars such as Sri Krishna, Rama, and the Buddha. Icon casts the net wide to include the greatest insights of the ever-expanding spiritual universe. As an old incredible string band song goes, may the long-time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. I'm Jagannath Das.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we praise Him and invoke His blessings upon His noble Prophet. Lord, judge between us and our people with truth. Thou art the best of judges. Introduction. I have written this book so that by adducing proofs from established facts, from conclusive historical evidence of proved value, and from ancient documents of non-Muslims, I might remove the serious misconceptions which are current among Muslims and among most Christian sects regarding the earlier and the later life of Jesus, on whom be peace. Misconceptions, the dangerous implications of which have not only injured and destroyed the conception of divine unity, but the unwholesome and poisonous influence of which has for long been noticed in the morals of the Muslims of this country. Spiritual maladies, that is, want of good morals, evil thoughts, callousness, want of sympathy, are spreading among most Islamic sects, being the result of beliefs in unfounded stories and anecdotes of this kind. Human sympathy, pity and love of justice, humility and humble-mindedness, all good qualities, are disappearing day by day, as if they will soon bid a last farewell to this community. This callousness and this immorality make many a Muslim appear no better than the beasts of the jungle. A Jain or a Buddhist is afraid of and avoids killing even a mosquito or a flea, but, alas, there are many among us Muslims who, while they kill an innocent man or commit wanton murder, are not afraid of the powerful God, who rates human life higher than that of all the animals. What is this callousness and cruelty and want of sympathy due to? It is due to this, that from their very childhood, stories and anecdotes and wrong views of the doctrine of jihad are dinned into their ears and inculcated into their hearts, the result being that gradually they become morally dead and cease to feel the heinousness of their hateful actions. Nay, rather, the man who murders another man unawares and thus brings ruin to the murdered man's family thinks that he has done a meritorious deed, or rather that he has made the most of an opportunity to win favor with his community. As no lectures or sermons are delivered in our country to stop such evils, and if there are any such lectures, they have an element of hypocrisy in them, the common people think approvingly of such misdeeds. Accordingly, taking pity upon my own people,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?